The University of Southern California yesterday defeated fourth-ranked Michigan 28-14 in the Rose Bowl, and the Trojans are claiming a piece of the national championship. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan was at the Rose Bowl. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
This game really meant something to Southern Cal fans. Did it live up to expectations?
I think it did, Bob. We can call this the revenge of the Rose Bowl. As you know, tradition in college football has been decimated of late by the bowl championship series. And we were back with the Rose Bowl January 1st, of course, New Year's Day, a gorgeous day in Southern California, Bob. A Michigan, traditional powerhouse of the Big Ten, against USC from the Pac-10, the old throwback kind of Rose Bowl. And USC was ranked number one in both polls going into this game, as you know, and certainly did not hurt its case at all to be number one in the AP poll, and probably should be voted in the coaches poll as well, but won't, because of BCS controversies. But they played well against a strong Michigan team. 28-14, frankly, it could have been worse. And that's, I think, how well USC played.
Southern Cal ranked number one in the polls, but Sunday Sugar Bowl has been declared the national title game by the Bowl Championship Series, the cartel that runs college football.
Exactly. The group, Bob, that since 1998 has done the impossible, has decimated the tradition of January 1st and made it almost impossible to figure out what bowls are being played when and who's in them and what conferences. One of the great traditions in sports has been ruined. But, yes, the Sugar Bowl is matching up what the computer says. Number one and number two teams in the land, LSU and Oklahoma. Even though the voters, human beings actually, voted for USC in both polls going into those games. So the impossible has occurred. Somehow there's a national championship game, so-called national championship game, Bob, without the number one team in the country playing in it. That team, of course, won its game on New Year's Day. They'll sit back, they'll enjoy it, and they will be at least co-national champions come Sunday night.
Would the Bowl Championship Series pass antitrust laws if it were in any other industry?
Probably not. It may not even pass them in this industry. You know, the good news is that it is so fraught with trouble. And again, what our country has come to understand about, you know, January 1st, it's for the bowl games, and it's the traditional matchups. And in, what, 5-6 short years, they've ruined that. The good news is that the tie-ins and the BCS itself runs out, the contract runs out in 2005. So you only have to go through another year or two of this before we finally get to make some changes and hopefully have it turn out better for all concerned.
And maybe the scores of schools shut out by the BCS will be allowed to compete for the national championship.
I'm always hoping for my Northwestern Wildcats to get a chance, but of course they'd have to play better football first. But the good news, again, is a throwback game in the Rose Bowl, I think, brought a lot of sense back into it and reminded people of how great college football can be, especially around the holidays.
Well, TV is still there, and they still carry the parade.
Well, exactly, and of course that's the cultural part of this. And when you're in Pasadena for New Year's Day, you realize, I mean, the parade is on all the networks. It's like a presidential news conference in that sense. You cannot turn away from it. And the BCS, frankly, is kind of a silly thing. The Rose Bowl is a tradition, is an American icon. You know, it's part of the fabric of our culture. And I think, again, it has renewed its power, and people are reminded of what a great thing it is as part of our culture.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Bob.
Commentator Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today.